I can just review quickly the Nyanam that we touched upon last week. I listened to the tapes and the Hakadama while you were people out getting the Maramakomos, allowed for a major drosha to come across. But nevertheless, we discussed on the Maramakomos sheet, Tokyo Shaminag Baloche, Minag as a Machian in Machlokis, Aleph and Beis. Then we did Tess, Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, Tashiti Noshim Bishabis, Din Katlonis, the Hagdoro Sakona Bahalocho, where we pointed out how society determines the definition of risk, and the Halocha then takes over and says, it also lahachnis atzmo the sakone, and sakone is defined by societal utility. It's a what is called significant risk, or an acceptable risk, is determined by a society fully recognizing that society can sometimes deteriorate to a point where they no longer can be trusted to make such value judgments. That's the society that Rambam refers to, society of Sodom and Gomorrah, where you're supposed to head out to the hills and run away from such a society. But barring that most extreme circumstance, we have confidence. Part of the concept of Yesh Chochma Vagoyim, even though a society is majority of Goyim, we assume that they are rational, intelligent people, and don't necessarily violate all good rules of safety, law and order, because they are goyim. The last point we covered was Yud Beis, the Heter Agunos, the tshuva that the Shre wrote to the Sri Deyesh about the women who survived the Machnos Hashmada, in which he didn't apply the principle of Mayim Shein Lem Sof, the great Chumra of Reish Yisish, and built it around a major distinction between a Yochid and a Rabin, that a Mayim Shein Lem Sof is shayach to apply when individuals are involved, not when all of Am Yisrael was involved. And it brings rise to it, Mekoros, that that is the proper point of distinction in Yochid and Rabin. But I continue today with where we're up to with Vav, B'din Kalach Hayad, a great chidush that not many are aware of. If you'll find it, it's on page 19, page 18 and 19. I'm skipping, unless time permits, I'm skipping the Kitnias B'Pesach, simply because I think you may be more familiar with it, even though I would urge you greatly to look through the Tshuvah Sam Sofer and the Tshuvah Sam Sofer that analyzes the Xeris Kitnias in a very special way, especially on page 17. And if time permits, we'll do it at the end of the session today. What impressed me is Kovet Shurim, tremendous chidush. I interpreted it as an important statement of how we evaluate society and how we also modify what has become almost axiomatic, a kind of assumption which is false, namely Heche de Gozru Gozru. Let me tie it in just a minute with the Kitnius one, although I won't go in detail on the Kitnius. One of the big kashas on the Xeris Kitnius is what's got to do with corn syrup? What's got to do with corn? And corn is an American plant, unknown to Chachomim. They couldn't possibly have included corn in the Xeris Kitnius. what kind of wild shtick did they have in Russia where they wanted to ask for potato starch when they began making potato starch? Potato starch white, looks like flour. They felt it should be also, but the Chachomim, whether it was the dollar out, Arotzos, as some say, but Chayadam brings it down in his Shuvas, and Bina Sodom, that the only reason they didn't ask for potato starch for Pesach is because your mother wouldn't know how to make cake without it, or something similar to it. It was a gzeiro shenatziru chol lamadbo. If you'd ask for potato starch, you have to ask for potatoes also. Tolim zeh bezeh. Take away potatoes from the people on Pesach, and it wouldn't be what to eat. But otherwise it made sense to ask them. Why? Why include it? Whatever was included is included. Why looking for more? So you see, when you analyze the Tekonis Chachomim, and here critically I repeat again, you cannot apply the Yud Gimel Mido Shator and the Breshes Behem when it comes to Gzeres Rabbanon. That's for Torah. Gzeres Rabbanon, it is almost impossible to be melamed Meinyan Leinyan. Each Gzeres stands independent. Principles, of course, are common. And when you interpret a Gzeres Rabbanon, you have to understand from proper Mekoros what was the intent of Chazal. Most of Meseches Beis is really Machlokes Shammai Beisil, is what was the nature of the Takona when it was originally made. Was it made in broad principle? Was it made as a specific thing? And here too we have this Shaila on Gzeres Kitnius, which is answered by the Metzius of how people behaved. Why did people accept to make corn flour kitnius when Chazal never knew about a plant called corn? They knew about the corn, what is called the Yiddish corn, that's rye. The Yiddish called kornbreit is not our corn. Our corn is what you make mamaliga from, what you make corn pone from. You can't make bread from our corn flour. Korn is the Yiddish term for rye. Corn was unknown to them. The answer is, you see, that's how it developed. By the Gedolei Aposkim, they never questioned that aspect. The historical fact of what was included in the Gzeira. But the principle was the Gzeira. The principle was you cannot serve on Pesach that which looks like Chameshes Minidogon, that which can be the only difficulty differentiated Chameshes Minidogon, even though it wasn't there at the time of the Gzeira. We didn't apply the klal of Hecha de Gozel Gozel. Shaila comes in a constant, because of the Shabbos, comes once in 7 days. What is called Kilach Hayad on Shabbos? What is called Shinui on Shabbos? And as we'll see, what therefore is called Darko Bekach and all other halachas which require Darko Bekach? And it really was a Yikar HaMetziah to find Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in his Kovis Shurim and Ksubis. When we learned the second half of Ksubis, there was a special benefit we got to realize there's good stuff in the second half of Ksubis too, not just in the first half of Ksubis. Most people think that the second half was put in as a not so important things because everybody learned only the first half. And Daf Samach, that's page 18 of the one we gave out before. This is no Sofo, sorry. I think I have it in here too, no Sofo, sorry. That sneaked in for some reason. Yeah, in the part of it. Yes. Okay. I have a bigger copy of this. Let me use the big copy. Yonek Mepharek Kalach Yadu. It's look on page 18. You got it. Resh Beis in the Kovitz Yurim. Nire the Hoda Potter B'Shabbos Bose Kalach Yad. Einu Din Miyuchad B'Yisuri Shabbos K'mo Mekalkel B'Mlocha U'Mlocha Shem Tzichel Gufa. Elo Keinu B'Chol Dini Torah. Sho Nemru Elo Kvi Derech Harogil. That alone is worth coming to the Shir today. To hear Rav Chaim Wasserman say this. All the Torah, all halachos were given only for dark overcast. Is that from the unique Kegeshem Mokok, six requirements for Yisod HaRaisa that applies to Hilchos Shabbos? It applies to all Yisuri Torah. Also only when it's dark overcast. Look what he builds into it. Mahai Taima, Poto Ba'achila, Achila Svano Asiso Shol Kederach Achila, Rano, Kiven the Kosav Kro Achila Stam, Lo Ayr Ele Bechadaka. The Tonah Dvei, Rabbi Yishmoel, Reish Perko, Varotiv, Akol Zera Zorua, Keder Shpnei Odom, Motzir Lezriya. That's what it means. Always dark of a kach. The rayel is there. Pesach shebishlo b'chamitveria poto kamo b'shabbos. They told us chamein a bishlo. Time of the poto b'shabbos and there bishlo b'kach. Nire duhu adin li nimavash l'basa b'chola b'chama. Gam ki poto shum der bishlo b'kach. Big chidish. Aye, Shabbos is all melechas hanishkan which hooked in with a dark of a kach because that's what our Torah Shabbat taught us. The Malacha has to be the Malacha of Darko Bekach as it was the Mishkan. So not like the Mishkan? Not. If you take one of these Hosafos, it's in the Hosafos too. Page 18 in the big one. Okay? Page 18 is the Simon Reish Beis in the Kovet Shurim. The big Kiddush, if I will cook Basa Bacholov, where Kodesh Baruch Hu asked only Der Bishula was for Torah, right? You won't be over on the Easter Bishul, to Basa Bacholov, three Yisurim, Bishul, Achiv, no? No Easter Bishul if you cook Bechama, or cook Bechamitferia. Why? It's not a halacha of Shabbos. Mleches Machshebes is a halacha of Shabbos. Darker Bekach is Allah on Shabbos. Now comes
why I connected in with our topic. Who determines what's there and what's not? Who determines what's darker Bekach? Or let me ask you better.
Will Lu Yitzur, and I hope it's sooner than later, that the Arabs drown in their oil and we switch to solar energy and we do all our cooking only Bechama? Point I want to make is, and we'll see as we continue, Vadai will be also on Shabbos, most likely, but not 100% sure, because that Melechat HaMishkan business introduces a new requirement. But I think even for Shabbos, certainly for Basa B'chola will be also. Darka B'chach is determined by society, not by Kodesh Baruch Hu, not determined by Chachomim. Chachomim will evaluate societal behavior and say, now it's dark of a kach. Look, he says it's not my chidush in it. Look brighter. Beperush Rabbi Hananel, Chagiga Kezayim Mavua. I'm going to say, I'll repeat again for those who came in late. This is the advantage of learning the second half of Masechta 2. This is from Daf Samach. Everybody knows all the Kovet Shurim Torah on the first two. To Bokim and Ksubis, his best stuff is later on. Amisaberes Bambatya, Eina Tumeya later. Unbelievable. So Ben Hanan, the Kanaki Tarish, says if someone. Yeah, it's in. That if someone undergoes artificial insemination today, that's Misaberes Bamatya. From her husband, which is done artificial insemination, AIH, husband sperm, but because of anatomical problems or whatever session they have, high uterine insemination, people who have problems conceiving, it's one of the procedures in infertility management. And if it succeeds, she's not to male either. So what happens is, Manazeh, it's not much of a chilik, because he's Matil Damtoha. So the whole of that business of Tumas Leidor doesn't have much, has not any practical import. A woman after birth treats herself like any other Nida. She waits till she stops staining and counts 7 days and shine. But Lui Tzu, that she would get ready before, would she have to wait 14 days for an akeva before she can start counting? Is she a vadek male later for 14 days? And these all theoretical things. Or is there a din of later? She have a korban later? May you born a beis hamikdash. There's no hainu destam later haksuva b'torah ayra b'later kederach haregila. Kosha kasam lelamala chol dini atorah nemru fi harogil v'lo shelo kedarkan. Aval dava poshut. How do you like for that line next? B'zeh tolui hakol l'fi hazman l'fi hamokom. Kemo b'melech Shabbos. The hamotzi b'marfako b'marafko potu m'pnei she'en agdei hatzor. B'chol carry out something in the back of your head. Top of the head is on shehutz. Back of the head. Tremendous chiddush. Barkovati lonos omrim sha'achshav nishtana haminog. Shein markiv in yichol behilon kibishon kanonios. Ela shofchim mit hazera. He's a little bit off on the mitzius. One under the other. In the old days, they grafted. They still do. We still do the same grafting they did in the old days. A scion and a stock, a branch from one, from a plum tree into a cherry tree, or vice versa, to improve the nutritional environment. That's all you can improve. All you can do when you do grafting, there's no genetic change. And he refers to, he says, but now they do, meaning they want to mix up trees. They don't mix up trees like we used to, he says, by grafting, but by cross-pollination. Ela shofchem mit hazera, right? They take the zera juice. It's a fluid mixed up of pollen, which they put onto the flower. That's what he's referring to. Or put it now in a simple shayla. Is cross-pollination also midaraita al sakopati lanotana? Saminat? Does that mention the Torah anyway? Hakova is. You people are worried about an Esek Murkov, that maybe they took a lemon branch and put into an Esek tree would be a big shaila. Scientifically speaking, put a Esek branch into a lemon tree, there's no rational reason why it should be also. Not going to be much of it because Psechoinen didn't differentiate. But nothing happens to an Esek branch I put into a lemon tree. Halachically it happens. Why? A concept of beetle. It now became a lemon. Why did it become lemon? Halachically it's lemon. Genetically it's the same esek it always was. What grows on that esek branch, put into the ground, put the seed in the ground, will grow an esek tree, not a lemon tree. Nothing has happened to it. The lemon tree base, the stock merely provides a better nutritional environment. That's why the esek comes out a little better, or they think it does. But no one will question the fact that I planted in my esek orchard, I planted lemon trees, and they come to bloom at the same time, and the mitzvah is that there will be crosses between my lemon and my esek, which are genetic crosses, which mamash deny the min of Esrog, deny that there is a species constancy over here. I have mamish, a hybrid, which is not an Esrog. Yet no one in Halacha is concerned by it, because they had a percept. It's not what the Kaddish Baruch Hu asked. That's how it is, and I have lemon trees a mile away and the wind carries the pollen, and that's how it is. That's the mysterious in nature. We don't worry about those things. So what prevents me from taking lemon pollen and pollinating my esophagus so that the esophagus should grow already with the word sunk is put on them? The answer is Vadayasosha. That's what he says. If nowadays we know that we can be makir, it happens in nature, what can I do? And this is Tovala Malachi Ashori, if a pollen comes from a mile away. But to go ahead and intentionally pollinate essig flowers with lemon pollen, with Vada Biyasil. Then comes the last point. I hope you appreciate this tremendous chiddush of this thing. Reish Dalet. Ubiyotze dofan, Syrian section. Dein imo tmeya leda. That's our loch. Yotze dofan is not a tmeya leda. Also, we're not mal the Shabbos, a yotze dofan. Loch la moshe nisina. Virus rashi b'chol nam zayim, mishum dechid kisei leda, derech leda. The words. Chisele, this is not mysoleda. Mysoleda means a vaginal delivery, not a cesarean section. She wants to know, Takir, why do you need a special pasuk? If I've given you the klal that kol dini Torah, I'm measured by dako v'kach. That's a very good reason why yotze dofen should not be tmeya leda, because that's kisei leda, yishur kisei leda, and then this is not a maisa leda of kedako v'kach. Shema yeshlomah, k'mashe kosev aham biyuma linyan mino sheina shelo lo mikranal. Therefore halosho b'shavas chayiv v'shemotzo deino malbush. We don't pass in that way, thank God. Right? But that's the Shita Saran, that if it's not one of the classic begodim, then it's halacha of masa, not malbush. Right? The key distinction between masa and malbush is begad vashet. Why is wearing the jacket different than carrying the jacket on your arm? Right? You say, well, that's derech malbush. He follows further. What's shayach derech malbush? A malbush is shayach only on that which is a malbush. But if it's not a malbush, you're not shayach to call it derech malbush. Then it becomes a matzah whether you put it over your shoulders or not. So we don't pass in that way, but the chaliyat shita. But that's straight for hezbollah. Mikol mokam, he says, b'yom ha-kipurim have a malbush. Da'kolosh also b'yom ha-kipurim. But to wear sneakers on, so wear sneakers on Shabbos Tomer, it's according to the Rambam. Because it's not a shoe, it's gone. It's not a malbush, therefore you can't wear it. But on Yom Kippur, where everybody wears sneakers, it becomes a malbush. Because also b'mino shalom. Hochanami, listen carefully. Unbelievable chap here. B'yotze dofen, the ocean came in b'etakon atayolos. Mikadech leide b'kach b'mesukenes. That's the Yikar Yikar HaMasiyah. That's Nechmodu Mizov Mipotos. So someone in Hollywood, where the cesarean rate is now 80%, Hollywood, California, 80% of all births are live cesarean, the women don't want to go through the birth pangs process. So they go cesarean. They might have one or two children anyway. In America, the cesarean rate has gone up because of the lawyers. God forbid a child is born with some neurological damage, they immediately accuse the doctor he waited too long. So there's a tendency to rush and do cesareans. In upper socioeconomic level, private care in New York today, this is their rate is above 50%. They claim that reason, others claim because they charge a bigger fee for cesarean, whatever the reason is. Also, the women just don't want to struggle with 12 hours, 15 hours, 18 hours in labor, so they, as soon as it doesn't come right away, they opt for cesarean. Such a woman is not a tamei leida, goes not darker batach. But show me a woman who's in trouble, who can't give birth any other way, because she's anatomically too small, or because the umbilical cord got wrapped around, whatever. And that for this case, the only way you can deliver this child alive is through a cesarean. It becomes darker because and she's a tamei leida, no different than wearing sneakers on Yom Kippur. It's called a darker b'kach. It's not a way. It's not a kind of a shoe you would wear. But because Yom Kippur, there's no other way. Therefore, you must wear this kind of a shoe. Then, by tamei leida, there's no other way she can give birth except through cesarean. Then it becomes darker b'kach, even though it's a local darker b'kach. It involves a small subset of society. Tremendous, tremendous kiddush. What it says, however, in the broad construct that I've been trying to share with you, is don't underestimate the flexibility of halacha as it responds to the interpretation of society and what is considered proper or improper behavior. Okay. We'll pick it up this way with this mic.
I'm with you.
On one level, Rabbi Wasserman starts with dying. On a chronological level, at certain points in time, something may not be there of society and stuff, and it can change. And you've also distinguished, I think, geographically from certain places. But the part is that then we analyze society at a more complex level, like you would already touch on socioeconomic levels. And if I understood you correctly, the way you were saying is that in Hollywood, where 80% of Darien, I don't know if you were saying this, that might be Dara. Now,
no, I said that's not
Dara, even though 80% were doing it. But how would you...
I don't think Hollywood is a society that can make its own Dara.
Oh, I get it.
Especially a Dara that receives the rebuke, the criticism of society when they're doing something. Well, they and the doctors do something which is considered to be improper.
Well, can we distinguish, can we carry it on and say that we'll distinguish even, let's say, with cross-pollination? Can we say that if you, if I'm an advanced Western scientist and I go to a backward country or something where they don't know from this stuff, so then it's not dark over top? Or can we distinguish geographically? And then secondly, can we give different values for, that's the geographic analysis, and then can we give a different, value for different socioeconomic levels. When you say that the very wealthy, if you have over $1 million gross income, well, everybody has to have their cesarean. So 95% do it. If you're middle income, it's not.
On socioeconomic level, we have makolos, like what is called beged lashir. It's beged lanim. What's called a beged lanim, mavush lanim, is mavush lashir too. So we have things that are combined. But the questions are well placed, well thought one. I really don't know what would happen where you have first world countries have developed where we use cross pollination, and third world countries have not. In third world countries, would we measure the dots of attack by that society, or by now you say, well, in this world where we have instant communication and there's knowledge of one part from the other. We have Makolos. Marshall, we have Makolos of Anshei Hutsu, where they make their own society. Anshei Hutsu, how they carry on the head. So in Anshei Hutsu, they're called Dark of the Cow. You have a societal interpretation of what is called Makol Behema. In Arabia, places in Arabia, they give their camels to eat kotzim, the thorns. And therefore, in that area, kotzim are considered to be Makol Behema. And they got the by the books of the Shabbos and so on. In other areas of the world where kosim are not fed to camels, it's not Michael Behemoth. If it has no utility on Shabbos. This would be questions that I need to came out of Mises, have to figure out, find the coast, what bigger geographic area do you need in order for it to become dark of a car. And indeed, in socioeconomic levels there, I think we have the coast. And we go back and show that the barriers are indeed very, very flimsy barriers. They break down very easily.
I'm not sure, what is the halakha of the
By who? Yes, he kind of, that's what he wants to find it. That's just like we have kippah, sneak in the dark of a cat. For a woman who's the Mr. Tennis, for her, it's the same in the dark of a cat.
Were it not
in
the
public,
I would have said that she was maybe.
Right, then that would come on out of my focus, not in places. If you go in the dark of a cat, then it's the dark of a cat. If you have a special pussy, that partner gets it over, and then that's your reach. Okay? Let's take okay. Continuing thing on page 20, the Shama. Okay. You with us? I digress a minute on the Shiloh that was just posed. That's yesterday. I said I would say it before the trial. Shiloh speaks up in the morning. When we ask the fool of the Shabbos, even though there was no mice in Malacha whatsoever, just swallowing a pill, aspirin for a mild headache, this would be a good example of Mason's Bialmo, where he still was fool. They don't wish him to speak out some money. That's the story. Ozan Bobo Albuto. But Ozan Bobo Albuto, if he matches him to take of any of the tour, he'll go wild and sugar out. Right. He'll do even an Easter Bible. That's the Takana. Especially after learning the Kodi Shulim, realize they didn't have to speak out some money. The Zedekas of Ozan Bobo Albuto. If I allow him to be a hypochondriac, so he'll develop a fatal case of hypochondria. And therefore, we'll do things on Shabbos which he should not be doing. We'll go in our car and go to a doctor, pick up the telephone and call him. Therefore, we tell him, Shabbos, fellow, relax, not so terrible. If you're really in trouble, we'll help you out. I mean, a lot of them is okay. We'll call the chamber of sakona. That's the call the chamber of sakona. A migraine headache, yes. Yeah, that's called mutala mishko. You gotta climb into bed until the cover's over his head. That's not Mesa's Dalma. Mesa's Dalma, that's how I go ahead and I titrate concern for Chilul Shabbos versus concern for your welfare. Therefore, it's alive and well with Mana there. If I come in, it makes much sense today, maybe makes more sense today than then. Because then, speak of Sama Monin, so one guy can do an Easter, but not to carry a new house. Not everybody knew how to make his own herbals. Today, everybody can do an Easter Shabbos in order to obtain medicine. Pick up the telephone, jump into the car, etc. Okay? Menekes Karevo. One of the Zeros, the Rabbonim, also, Laodom, Viso, Menekes Karevo, Tok, Chavdalet, Chodesh, or Yuchas, Chodesh, Machokis, Nimore. Students, listen to the Machaba. Those two Chachamim, Shelo Yisa Adam, Lo Yikadesh, Lo Beres Kavero, Velo Menekes Kavero, Ad Shiyia Ablat Chol Dalas Kadoshim, Kut Miyom Shenolat, Miyom Shenishkadesh Lo, Vechode Shiyibu Olo Lemina Kuk Dal Kadosh, Ben Shi Almona, Ben Shi Grusha, Ben Shi Mi, whatever this is, the kind of thing, It's a double printed over the print of the page twice that we see. Afilu nosna bnol the naked. Ogam lost of the soul of the Dalakodish, Losinosika,
אפילו נשבור המנקס או נוזרה זה הצם של תחזבו, אפילו נשבור לבנדות או כאילו שהולכים בחתר המלך, you don't make any local. אני נשבור שישבור של כבר מפעילה, כמו עושה, נשבור לגמרי, נשבור כאילו, איך הוא נראה? משפחת רב גמליאל, we're allowed to come to them. We'll shut them in case they give over a child in Menekes that they can get married. Why? They had temporal powers as well, besides nothing to be assoiled. So no one made a deal with them to take the child and serve as witness would possibly change their mind. Therefore, in some of the child will be well taken care of. But anybody else, not. That is, I feel as if a lot of other males over the Amelech, I would have never been known myself to nothing. And Hoshu Shemetar Gayu. I've got a nice overconfidence in our Jewish women, right? We would think of making a takana that she could never get married until the baby is 24 months old. If the baby dies, she has to wait 24 months anyway. Shashim is a Hargeo. She wants to get married, so she'll kill the baby. Because that's what people did. You have to stop and think. The social milieu of this Takana. It's a wild Takana. Anyone learns the Gemara to this, and you can learn that without asking a Kasha, shows that Baruch Hashem, you made a Munus Kazao, and also that you don't think. What's the shash? Before she'll get married, the husband won't want to pay for feeding the child, and if she gets pregnant and she cannot nurse him, or they don't want her, the husband doesn't want her to nurse him, so therefore they made a takana she can't get married. Shash, that the child will die. That's the shash. Will die by neglect, passive euthanasia, active euthanasia, and nothing. That's the shash. First of all, it's a fair shash for B'nai Yisrael, that's Goshen, Nevi'im, B'nai Nevi'im, I mean, who ever heard of it? Yes. It says, if he's Yiddish, the child dies, you're not going to be go to a low group and say, why? Well, shash him at our gay, right? The chain in the mosque of the Chaybala, or chain of the letters, can't she get to a team of the dying, and she can't have more milk, right? Then, the self of a neck is the Chaybala, and she still had a neck when her first husband was alive. Oh, not the Bnol and Menika Shosha Kadoshim, Kodi Mitzvah Baal, Dino and Nika Klau, Kodi Mokadoshim, would tell us nothing. Ova Menosa Muberes, O Menika, the self of Zvanzem, Menagin also, Ellen came Borat, the Yotzi beget. Bafilo ha Yekoin, so I've lost this book, Subo and Tisbengalo, and they'll never get married. So then, this is for real. It's the Takone, they want to know, no one to think like it, the Takone. In Nisa Tese, is not set for everything. This was a major violation to marry me in a Kaskadim. Okay? First, let's understand what's the validity. If I stuck in something for you, in English, you have some idea. Wet nursing boom in England explored. Also answer a whole bunch of other sociological questions. It showed that it wasn't unusual for women to have 30 babies. They couldn't become pregnant so often because they did not nurse their babies. They gave their children to a wet nurse. So then they became pregnant again almost immediately. And that was the idea, to tie that in again with a sociological medical fact, that most children didn't survive. And therefore, having a lot of children, like nowadays you hear in China, they want to have more children because they're afraid that they seduce them, there'll be no one to take care of them. What? You have to look at the statistics here. By in early 18th century, even less wealthy women were already hiring wet nurses, right? Like nowadays, they use a bathroom. And then comes some horrendous statistics.
those who gave their children, let's see if I can find it for you. Gotta find it. Anyway, the statistics are, I mean, I better find it. By the time an aristocratic woman reached the end of her childbearing years, she could easily have borne dozens to 20 children. In the end, however, this fecundity backfired on aristocracy because there were so many surviving, it became impossible to divide even aristocratic inheritance among so many children. That's why you had in Europeans, they broke through each other off, intrigue and so on. Then he had this. During the time when wealthy English women married young and gave up nursing, there was a concurrent trend throughout society to supplement breast milk with that made from animal milk, cereal, flour, etc., etc. Some wealthy women relied on hand feeding because they feared that a wet nurse's temperament would pass over to their child. Foundlings were hand fed because it was cheaper than hiring a wet nurse. For a while, hand feeding fad took hold because the aristocracy copied the royal family. It began in 1688 when King James decided to have his infant son reared entirely on such a fermenting food because all previous children had died while being wet nursed. By the time the baby was weeks old, however, he was so close to death that the king relented and sent for a wet nurse. What's the point I want to make for you? When Chazal offered to marry Menechet Chavelo, because they saw the Messias of society, whoever gave someone else the task of rearing their children, the child died. The King of England, Milan Godel, and their husband had to switch to hand feeding, giving artificial food, because he didn't trust the wet nurses because they killed all the other children, and his last child decided to feed with artificial food at home. The queen, of course, wouldn't nurse. That was, of course, sagging breast, and whatever the reason they listed there, why the aristocracy didn't want to nurse. So he had to relent to take a wet nurse. So wet nurses are the Evadika thing. That's the reason for Chazal. Chazal said it's an evil to marry a woman who still has to nurse the child because the second marriage will interfere with her nursing and the child will die. Therefore, comes the Shaila now with Mahazeh. Why would the child die? Because hand feeding, what we call bottle feeding, there was hand feeding because it was sake fed by hand and used a bottle, I assume, or fed with a spoon and dribbled into the child's mouth. The concoction that they used for feeding children was inadequate, improper. What do you do nowadays? And remember, nursing is only a recent invention. Whoever nursed. Remember when I shared that I was alive, nursing women came to child with Nida. They get the victim, he returned to me and say, I don't remember this child anymore. 30 years no one had to child. For 30 years in America we didn't nurse. 40 years, 50 years, nobody nursed the children. You went to a hospital and had a baby, the mother was told right away, here's a bottle of formula, here, what are you, a cow? You're gonna nurse your children. It was Mr. Black, it was Phoenicia Dignity. That was the aristocracy. Society doesn't change much. They refused to nurse. Now, Moshem, women discovered a new method of feeding children called nursing, right? And they found out you don't have to sterilize, you can feed in the middle of the night while having to warm a bottle. It's a good method, and in addition, it's a poor method of birth control. For family planning, it's a good disaster. Many women, not all, but many women, if they nurse actively, don't begin to menstruate, so it's a fine method of spacing children. That's why the reason you find our young women nowadays nursing their children for 24 months. Even when women were nursing, they nursed 6 months, 7 months.
Now, I mean, you see, the kids are going to school you. So. It's not so much Yosef and Masha Ego, Rosa Lingo, Kapoa, Rosa Lehane. The mother wants a nurse more than the child wants to nurse. Because the mother knows, as long as she nurses, she won't become pregnant. And this is a way of giving her a little breathing spell. If she doesn't want to do it soon. So here you have a takona. The takona was made, mamish mishum tuat nefesh avatina. And a lofluk takona. Right? Here she is, I feel that if metatino got to be, then okay, we'll be matzah. We don't push you that you kill him intentionally. Take a look at the Chuvas to the Shvera on this thing. It's also a sequence. The Sardinian that I got involved in when a father of my son-in-law, Shapsa Rappaport, in the soil, whose friend was killed in the Yom Kippur War, decided that he would marry his dead father's pregnant wife. He's a bachur, ready to get married. This tragedy happened. And they knew each other from Kaberim, and he meant it mamish Hashem Mitzvah. I know the boy myself, met, you know, since then become very close. He liked a woman, a fine woman, his best father's wife, and had to get married, and this is the real tzaddikim of our generation. Bank commander, a big time across on a sofa. And he said, okay, if you're married, then why not write out this one? This way I can somehow mitigate the tragedy a little bit. But it meant he would have to wait till she gave birth, and 24 months after that. He's ready to get married. He's not prepared to wait 2.5 years before he can get married. And they told the shayla to the shayla. That's how this whole union came about. What's the choice of the shayla on this union? Yeah.
You said the article that they gave
over
the wet nurses
over the
manifest.
Why? Because they neglected them. It's like their child. That's the Chazal knew that too. Of course. You look in, look in Samach, look at the rules. To conduct yourself. Alright? Meaning. Right, we're on page, right after the witness page. I don't have it, sorry. What page are we? The numbers are hidden here someplace, why? Anyway, this is 21, that's 22, page 23. Okay, let's see on top there. Alright, it brings down the Rosh Chaim Kluger, big chiddush that is matir for 18 months. Rachek Sigmor 24:18, matir 18. What's the time? The zman hazeh could we not arrange a guarantee that the child will be treated? Isn't it true that for the most of the world we do have good food that can nourish a child well? It doesn't require any great expense. Why can't we be mako on the sisu of Bizman Azeh? Because it's a Zera de Rabbona, a Takane, where it was a Tam Golui, and you look in the Sam Sofer and Hill in Beya and that Hay, and the Din of Bezensha, and Sod Beznachal Hatiro, where he makes the clear distinction, where the Takane was made with a Tam Yoduo Mufusum Lakol, then I don't need a Bez Nachal Hatiro maybe at all, or at most even a Bez Nishat Katan Mimenu the Chacham of Aminyan can do. You need a legal process of Matanim, but you do not have, you're not bound by the problem of Kodovash of Aminyan so of Minyan Nachal Hatiro, and you need a Bez Godelman of Chacham of Aminyan, because here the Takona was given with a clear tam yodua umafulsum lakol. And this, I think, applies fully to this gzeira. There was no other reason to make such a gzeira except for the benefit of the child, so the child cannot be fed properly. You see from the Gemara where they want to be machale between Rab and Gamliel's
children and other children, that there you have a guarantee that the child will get proper care, that you do not have the Gzeira Tayyam. And why is it not true that with Manazer we have such a guarantee? We have good, nutritious food for children. The expense isn't such as to cause any difficulty, etc. So look how the, let's see, the one that, to catch, which is the one, take the one Simon, the Simon Mentes. This is the one written to my son-in-law on this case I just mentioned to you. That's written to Nerdi Ahubi, Kin Ashi, Ravagoin, Shapsavo, Makar, and Akapo. And he quotes there, take care of Achadibu by telephone. Dvar ha-amonesh ha-bal ha-mesk u-mechoma asher kva yesh lo kva yudgimu chadoshim acha misis bala v'ayaldo shenoldo lo acha misis bala kva gamlosa bizman she nosnos hanoshim bizman hazeh man she whatever is noogos hanoshim bizman hazeh lo mitzad marshavto linosei v'yichotel lo atinokis klum machon shamalcho sholachas lo bezro kesef chalatzoroch lo ba'ado machon shavi emes u-mechoma wenn zamen ala ato echo mi dide balo shrotze li seno lasgier fa bener shdel tove gdol la bonim vashe tinos lo yavo ot shonem o shol shnaim o shol shadosim va yoch yos sh va yi yos mi tesu khadosh mi shi balo yef shol fon ob lach ko shos zman da habe in she yesh mi shpakte shnitze va ko yos yakvu mi le seno shvnei shel fanel hu hefs gadol. שלא מוציא מי שיוצא לקח המון עם ילודים, שלכן פושט שמותר סימסי לו, ומשל טוב לחבור סרחה יוצא חודש מלדת ביטו, אבל כשאפשר יש עתירו תקף אף שדיין לקטס פה חודש. Now this case, one of the things that happened, the facts are not accurate in here. The halacha is the same, but the facts are accurate. He mixed it up with two other cases where with a daughter, with children, this was God. The case that was asked about was with someone who was pregnant and had a long period of time there. He may have mixed up in another children, but he wrote it up for print. The Meister, for somehow got jumbled a little bit. But the case is summed up, the halach is summed up, avok shor efshor yesh latirot tekef Afshe Adayin Leket Tesfer Chodesh. Leket Tesfer Chodesh. Because that's the smallest shear, why you mentioned Tesfer Chodesh. You look in the Gemara in Tzubis. One man Dhamma wants to say Tesfer Chodesh. He says even Leket Tesfer Chodesh. And he goes in why, look what the, because she receives a grant from the government because the husband died in the war. So the child has an independent source of income. So that I've taken care that Takonet Chachomim were afraid one reason why the child will get poor care because Ein Lo, the Rashi brings down Mishum, Ein Lo, Kesev, Bishvil, Cholov, Ubeitzim. Obviously, the concoction that they gave the children was a mixture of eggs and milk. And they were afraid that the husband won't want to spend the money, eggs and milk is expensive food. Won't want to spend the money for the food. That's one of the reasons why we have to wait. And here there's no such trash. We have another case where he puts in is this? Yeah. If you look in the next one, Simon Nun, it didn't come out too clear, but in the last paragraph he discusses it's a tshuva to me, that's a good where he discusses the need in the case, this is about one of my shailas, the case of a busha who wanted to marry Tochab Dav Chodesh and had the same problem that she had a child, a young child, and I found someone who's willing to marry her, and I suppose it's a big thing for a busha with a child to find a husband. Also he was matir, but on condition that money be put aside in the bank on the child's name, with an apotropos, with someone in charge who will guarantee that for the Chav Dala Todesh, that there'll be money available to provide the child with the $2 a week that they need for buying Similac. It was not that he was stationed that there wouldn't be money, but so as to fulfill as much as possible those requirements which make the takana not applicable in this specific case, since one of the timing is not just neglect, but there will not be adequate money. So he mentioned it in the previous one also, as a government grant. Shut up. Since there's a government grant to guarantee that the child will have an income, here too there should be a grant made, money put in the bank with a man in charge to make sure that there's enough money for formula for the child. What is the basis of this heter? The basis of the heter is the changed circumstance. It is not the wet nursing boom in that article in which people giving the children to wet nurses knew that they're signing a death warrant for them. But even the King of England knew that if he gives a child to a wet nurse, the child will most likely die of neglect. And you want to know if that child is one of them, go into the institutions where they take care of the developmentally disabled children, and you'll see one of the real shyness about putting children in homes, institutions, is not only the old child, can you give them non-kosher food, but can you sentence them to death at an early age? I'm neglecting something. This is this part of the show. The Willowbrook scandal stands out as one of the prime cases in which children assigned to this massive institution had a death rate that was almost the same as in a good hospital surgical theater. The society has changed. We feed children, the expense of feeding children isn't great. The difficulty of feeding children is minimal. That is part of the background that says it was not a takone that was made only because of a halakhic concern, which is not shy to say that things have changed. It was in direct response to a social reality. Children die when they're sent away from their home, given over to others. Now that we see that it's possible to keep a child in the house and be fed properly, because hand feeding is again not a dangerous thing. In the case that recited from the King of England, he took the child away from the wet nurse system because that was too dangerous. He tried to rely on hand feeding, found that was dangerous. Had no brayer but to go back to the wet nurse, hoping that this is not like killing the child, and maybe the other one's only a suffix killing the child. But the Zman Hazeh, we know it's not so. I don't see any difficulty whatsoever, if you analyze the nature of Chazal's takonis, to say that this is a takone with a tam yadu and a fulsum lakol, then mamash is not shy of the Zman Hazeh. Nevertheless, you see, this is part of whole law. You try your best. If you want to be makel, you are makel as little as possible. You make what you have to be makel. Whatever I can show that I have followed, that's respect for Chazal, that's part of the due process. Chazal said they're afraid of this, I'll provide this, I'll give them money in the bank. Chazal would prefer that they wait 24 months, and 18 months, the halacha came down 24 months. But there's a shita shiachid that says 15 months, we'll go with 15 months as a standard, no more, because it doesn't make sense. And in there, if you read the Tshuva, the Shreel tells in Shekain, Derech, Anoshim, not to nurse more than 15 months anyway. So how could Chazal impose a 24-month limit when nobody nurses 24 months? That has changed. That the nursing is changing a little bit. They're nursing more and more. But 24 months is still an unusual length of time to nurse. Most people wean their children by 13 months, 14 months, 15 months, but more than a year. And I say that has changed. But nevertheless, zakos of nursing becomes a halakhic fact in this thing too. All right. So much for this area. That's it. I just made reference to it. Look in the Sam Sofa, and Akhei says, you need only at best Besdin Shetokos in Menem Hakamiyu. That's it. So, one who's Mufusim to Balahor, Israel, yes, that's enough. You don't do it on your own, you have to ask a Shaila. Yeah. But that's only in places where the time is that the Russian Yodua Mufusim Lako. It's like Tesis. Tesis says that when they made a Zera with a Zman Yodua, he argues on the Mandamo, says that Haromim, you need also Bet Nachal Akiru. He says, no, a time is a self-destruct unit. The Kam Sofer says a time given, not a time which they had and made a Takane, but when they made the Takane, the time could be a broader time. You know, the main time we know, but after that, not. Like, for example, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, which we discussed a minute, or in the case of Purim of Yom Tov Sheni and so on. We'll talk in a minute. Yeah.
Your general seems to be, what is the general rule that they find for each of the changes? But I'm a little confused. When we look at a subfacial assembly, and what we have to do is take a look at the time, and I realize that. Let's say this limited damage human to Ramosha, we see that he was sort of self-facially with the reason behind the Takana. But I mean, I'm sort of getting lost in the forest from the trees here. There's all these different examples.
You forgot my warning to begin with. We're not prepared to midame and inyan inyan. Each inyan we look from up on. You're quite right. That's the Rabbanan different from the Raisis. That's why I've given you a series of case histories. If from these case histories you think we can develop a principle
right.
Which will change, then you'll need, I'm afraid, a bet and shagal men b'chaf mo'vim.
I hear. But I'm still looking at, if you're making it so narrow, then you're just saying these limited issues where we could find where, you know, where was a bit.
No, all we're really accomplishing is to show you in how many instances, as the title of the presentation is, there is a societal impact on the application of the halacha. That's how society conducts itself, how society interprets, is a factor that halacha recognizes.
But in other words, when we have concerning zero, I've heard it said that like it depends on how the zero is framed, whether it's about gave a reason for the zero or I mean, so that's implicit in what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
If you know, but you see that here we have such a zero. Take this zero here. I mean, there were people before my shvel who knew that the custom had changed already, that societal behavior had changed. By the time of the Shlomo Kluger, which is the Shuvah that I reproduced for you, the first Shuvah of the Shvel concerns the Shuvah of Shlomo Kluger. At that time already, there was a system in which wet nurses were used by the Jewish community. The children did not die by the wet nurses. Whatever system worked out, we didn't have the situation that there was in England. Yet no one took it upon himself because it was not yet so clear and obvious by some of Kula's time. He wasn't prepared to make it. He's looking for Kula's, you see, from his Shuvah, he reduced it to 15 months against the halacha. Okay. This is why Halacha is still distinct from Miriam Shat and the piece of Gemara. Why the Shrel did so? Because he felt he could do so, and the very fact that you're willing to listen to what Shrel said and not classify him among the left liberal people who are out to attack the Halacha means you recognize that there's someone around or was around in our generation who was able to say, yes, I understand the Tana Chazal, I'm willing to evaluate societal change and say this is the Derech Horor to do so. This is what made him into a Baal Horor. You want me to tell you at what point in his life he decided, yes, now I will start off with this Tana Chazal, next time I'll listen to him. Obviously not so, but this is, we are now using him as the source material, not asking to defend himself for what was his source material.
Yes.
That's the concept of if you're looking at some sofer, bring down the kashim, Cain and Lo Cain, what do you mean by Shmuel Bedoro Yitzhak Bedoro? He has some authority to do what? And therefore, when we mean someone in authority who has the right to pass the Shavuos, who is fulsome by call, and how you determine that, it goes from the bottom up. Authority is granted to people by referendum, by masses, and those people who were granted that authority have the authority by dint of Metzius. If you look at Israel had an interview once in the New York Times, they asked him, how do you become a posting? That's what you're asking. He answered, they come to ask Shilas, and if they like my answers, they keep me as a posting.
That's a question of question.
No. When you say a pogus mimenu, it means a formal process. That's all it means. If you need a benzin, a pogus mimenu, the pogus will dominion, so what are you talking about? It doesn't say how much pogus, how big has the benzin shall have given, it doesn't require some heaven.
Maybe that would be the number of judges, but that would be still around, that every benzin is going to be
oh, this is, so you look in the Kesemisha right on the side, discusses whether a Godel, Hadol, etc. has the same halacha. And this you see, this has been the derech of all along. I mean, how did Rochon of Asaman take it upon himself to make those statements?
He's not claiming that he's invoking the Davashim minion. He's just claiming that it's part of, like, some of these.
Here too, if it's a time you're doing a fulsome, you're interpreting what the Gemara said. Gemara said Gomloso would be okay for Chayivala. All I'm saying is that this manah there, this amounts to the same thing, the availability of good food, etc. I'm not here to defend my shver either. I'm here to acquaint you with the shver's Shuvus and with his Darke Hora, where you see he felt very confident that this is the proper way to paskin in this case.
See that this is more like the Shabbos says that the Tom is part of the Xeris, so it's just like by the right then, but Tom is the first of when Tom doesn't apply, the Mitzvah doesn't apply. He didn't, not that the Roshan was Matthew, said it's Matthew and Xeris, rather that he's just interpreting that since the Tom is the first.
But we have a Pharisee Gemara that says that when a Tam is Mefush, you still need me an Akhalatilo. Right?
What is
the rest of the Tam? That is the Sugi you learn. It comes over told, no, I have to go into the table. We have the Tzvirai. Go into the table, and then that's the one that Al Gemara doesn't bring. Then he had to say, same in that table. To tell you, right? They need me now for a tiro. Now I'm more of a Joshua Yalu Baho. Right? Everybody knew the time of Folsom is because of Matan Torah. I think surely he's because of Matan Torah.
No, you're assuming
the reason why it's going to be good for Trump. Oh, but when the time doesn't apply,
Mitchell doesn't apply. But what did Mufu? He said so. He said, well, not true. The reason was not.
Then we have no such example. Yeah, look, where do you have it where the time of Mufu is because? So you see, so in that case, it said the Feirish, Teshko Mamelach was wrong. Was a Musul to the Kohen. Musul to the Melach. Where do you see that was Tam Mufurish before? So it's not Mufurish there. All we have is.
He interprets. He says that Melach can marry one day if he wants.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, when we
in Prince Hill Pastor, like Roshida, that Lodash and Tanifra, except when it's from Mufurish, and when it's Mufurish, so whenever the Talmud applies, it's Mufurish. But
getting back to the example
Melach. To sum up, I'm not offering the Tshuvas that the Shreya was Mabatul Tshuvas, Mabatul Zeres.
He interprets the Xeda as not applicable in this case for whatever reason. But in the question of can you be mevatel Xeda or what when you need a minion after a tiro that's focused remainder the chokmah of the minion. Whether you need a formal bezdin, the bunch may smita shkayim, and you need a smita from Moshe Rabbeinu to do such a thing, or can any bezdin that's accepted by the people do so? I think you'll find that almost everybody agrees, anyone who has the authority, the kind of bezdin which has the authority from the bottom up, not from the top down, is also adequate to do so. We'll do that, Mr. Okay, we'll find it for you. Next. All right, what case else we have here? It's the next one that'll take you. Take the one on a Chumra one that goes the other direction from the Shrel, that's on the Kruh of Yom Tov Sheni, Shia that we had this morning in class. I gave it in the Hosafos, show that it goes in both directions with the Shrel Asad, Kruh of Yom Tov Sheni, Adidei Yisrael, or Akum. It said that Yomashin, we have it here. Yes, in the where do I have it? Okay. I gave the first page in big print and then the other pages in smaller one. We put it in. Okay, Simon Kup Samakim Binin. No. Sorry. Where do we have that? I'm sorry, I don't have the number, page B, yes. It's about two, a seminar involved. So on my handwriting, it's super long, that was my own notation to call your attention to the Musa, the concept that you're talking about of Tam Yodua, whether you need Minyan Achal Atiro or not. But you can do that, a post-it is enough for that reason, but I got to give you the mocha for that. I put down many, many months ago when I was working on this with you. Hini bidva mes biyantu sheni, shikilo rabbanu shusasku. The Shver here develops a concept which, if you've been learning Sefer Beis, you should have it clear that there is a conflict of kavod in the sugya. You have Kod Yom Tov, Shash V'Zilzul Yom Tov, and you have Kod Adam, which consists of dargos, levels. Kod number one, the worst thing is Sirchon. Leave the body over, shouldn't putrefy. The reason why they did not set up a calendar to have Shabbos and Yom Kippur ever come together. Or they set up a calendar, Yerushalayim says, to avoid that ever happening. That's how concerned they were for it. That's Yishui Mashi, that's the sugya, as the Gemara and Beah has it, that if the body has to be left over, Gemara wants to say that's the only reason why we are makel on Yom Tov, and my answer is no. Even if it's a low issue, Mashi, my focus in the Gemara, whether it's only for the kavod of Sirchon, avoiding Sirchon. There's a second kavod called Halona Sames. There's a third kavod called Yisasku Bo Yisrael of Lo Akum. There's a fourth kavod called Shelo Hetiru Bishvilo. That's what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says. Why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Why Yom Kippur? And we make a Al Akum. After all, Amir Al Akum. For Tzorech, we do it. For Tzorech Rabim, we do. For a Chodesh Eim Vosakone, we do. And why not for Prod Adam? They could be Mekel and Amir Al Akum. Let Goyim do so. It's an umkavod for the man that Chachamim had to be Mekel and Nisa because of you.
Those are the four inyone kavod in levels. And against that is the kavod of Yizilzul Yom Tov. That shouldn't be mizalzul b'chol Yom Tov. Sher analyzed these inyone kavod here. And look at the language, you can see it. The end of the first paragraph, we'll pick it up. Yom Tov Sheni Ekilu Mitzad Yisrach HaMes Gam Lekov Ra'al De Yisrael Rav Sherav Ashi Yom Arach Agav Delo Yishtoy Nama Lo Mashinen My time Yom Tov Sheni Gav Emes Dechol Shavi Rabbanon Bitam De Kivon De Hutzuchu Lahatir Apa De Yisrael Biatzmo Bishvil Shal Yisrach Hayinim Se Shehu Bizoyon Lahames Shehusa Mais Yisra Bishvilo Chuchuchu Lomar De Kechol Shavi Rabbanon Begav Emes Shehshuv Leke Bizoyon Lahames Nacha Shal Tiknu Klal Lahashev Hayom Liyom Tov. What does that mean? That he learned Shat, that when the Gemara answered Yom Tov Sheni, the Gabi Metz Kechol Shavir, but why do you need that expression? You told me already that Yom Tov Sheni is Haskabo Yisrael. Why does the Gemara add another concept? Yom Tov Sheni, the Gabi Metz Kechol Shavir. You said so. Yisrael can work with him. Yisrael can bury him. So that's Kechol Shavir Rabbanon. Why did you add in the understanding? There's no, it wouldn't be adequate. Because that would be a bizoyan hames that Chazal had to make a takone for the mess to be mezalzel before Yom Tov. That's also a zilzul for a mess. Therefore came the Rabbanon and said, no, kichol shavi Rabbanon, there is no Yom Tov at all. In my original takone, when I was besakin Yom Tov, sheni shal goyis, because of Sekhid de Yoma, and I put an isu on Yom Tov sheni, like Yom Tov Rishon, I put a built-in exemption, negavi mess, kichol shavi Rabbanon. I didn't include mess into the Yisuri Yom Tov. That's where I avoid the Zilu Kvod HaMess that comes from being Matir Yisuri, kind of a concept of Dovash Yeshva Matirin, Asher Tochene Bisa Tochene Beto. It's not nice. Why it's Mutter? It's Bittl. Why is it Mutter? The fact that you have to come on to Bittl is a nice thing. You look for a Tehidim as a glad kosher concept. And to Bizoyan HaMess, the Chazal put in that even to be matir with the mocha for that, that's the mocha of Shabbos Yom HaKippur, where there will be adequate reason to be makel. If for mitzvah the rabbim we are makel on Shabbos Yom Tov to say for Amir al Akum, why not for mess? Mess also classified like a mitzvah the rabbim. It's a covered of one man, but burial itself is a quote hatzibul, and therefore you will be makel elowat. That's what Rav Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah. The fact that you will be makel on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, where these are days which are inviolate in the minds of people, and because of this man died, suddenly we present kulis on this day, that would be bezoyan hames. Hence, that applies over here to Yom Tov too. Our co-focus, Mashe Kiru Bishvil HaBezoyan Desirchan Hames, Hu Bezoyan Ayos HaGodol, Shebezer Roya Litros HaMoratos, שהוי יקלל לפי החשבון שהיא יום הכיפורים בערב שבס או מוסוי שבס so we change the whole calendar because we're afraid of that, right? Therefore וכן יקיר ביונת ראשון לנוכים ממשי נפה לישראל אם כן במדינו סיינו זה בית עצה איקל so it started off, the first concern was סיכול from that they came to the other concerns of הלונה תמס and Nisas Kavod Yisrael, and so on, the other Kavod. But if the first Kavod is not Shayach, if there's no danger of Sirchon, then everything else should follow. There should be no Takwana whatsoever. Therefore, came with the Nusayin of Izman Azeh, Shaleka Klal Shash Sirchon Mitzad HaKerach HaMalachuti, since we had artificial eyes, Shesh Kanav V'yomim HaYosach HaMim, Ha'en Shem Tzorach Ra'kulus. Mo'yem Motsu Zeh V'mei Chazal, Boru Shoyem HaKirin, Likvo V'yom Tusheni, Aflo Alei Enochim. Also takes a special confidence to make such a statement. Ach, shemikol mokom yishloma, ikivon shakal tochus tikno ha-heter, nisho zeh af shemistalik ha-tam. Olema shekasabti gam bezmanin yishisakin, demiachad delo b'chol amdino tika zeh dahav dino sheinam kerach. So maybe there's a basis for the time. Maybe. The way to finish it. You know my shreel's loshen? This is nothing more than limud zchus on those who didn't learn pshat the way he did, as you'll see in a minute. Right? Therefore, he says, look at the, I jump to the bottom of the paragraph. Mikol Mokom, it is refined. Yeah, I'll back up a little bit, I'm sorry. You see that Rabban Tam asked, even when there's mamash a dangerous sichon, why? Because the Bnei Bashka, Rabban Tam complained, how dare you bury a Yom Techeni when we asked us for Bnei Bashka in the Moron Shabbos? Because Eid of Bnei Torah and they'll come to Zuzu. How come you do it nowadays? Rabban Tam asked his time to bury a Yom Techeni for that reason. Afshari poly betoises the Bey al Rabban Tam. He learned shot that the Ri held, not that he disagreed with the Tam, but the facts are wrong. The Ri felt that in his time, you could trust them more than the Bnei Bashka. Bnei Bashka were Amaratim of Fulsomim, and not in his time, and therefore the Takone of burying on the second day, Al Yedei Yisrael, should be held the way it was. Right? We come up from a Medina zoo in New York. Harei vaday rak muotim nimsom bnei Torah. The ruba up in New York ain't a bnei Torah cloud. Then you're in the matzvorim for some. Shulai gamari va'afarif va'rambam yodu sheish lesser medikov yom tov sheni. We come up from lo choshu harabonim diminutenu limchos. That's just a style in my shul that I had. Hate. Worried about Moshe Laz al Roshonim. He got the first love in America. How come others didn't think of this? How come others allowed the burial on Yom Tosheni? As you know, to this day, the Brewer Kehillah buries on Yom Tosheni Shal Gorgeous. No other Kehillah I know does so. Everybody else, maybe on the Satmo, but that's Chutzal Machne. This Minhag, this nihug of the Chazal allowed has been rejected by most because of the Shuel's children. Ulai somehow the nikur afekanu rak v'yad achaburosh nikur societies shomdim b'rosh lasos ma'isakvur mamashim b'nei Torah. Maybe because indeed the head of Chevra Kadisha are b'nei Torah, is run by organizations, right? And when me'lo yochol limchol gamel achaburos. Shom dem Berosh ein Bnei Torah. Aber hu rak mitparet es harabon im Adlon Shomichu. I offer that only as a rationalization, justified to some extent why they didn't see the need to do something about what was a great Chil Yom Tov. Aber harei chazinon she yotso mizeh takolos, she ovrim atami yisurim bahodoas halavoya. You see that suddenly signs appear announcing the Levaya on Yom Tov. The key of a telephone, Shakob Mamakir, you roll a lavos MS, the Havi Mamavan, those in the machines, me basin, my Mokam Alavaya, right? The Akakaka, the Sakolis, the Zerha also conformed with Sibov, Hamalavan SMS, Asum Lirkov, Alabahema, Atil of Yantushani, Atil Havalim, right? They also are Amagravon, plus Atil of Bisino also, which is only the Rabbanon, Koshkin, the machine, Shos Rafla Achnasa, Shos Afla Habonim, the Achim. Some don't understand that it's also them to do so, right? Shehu tam less or legamay kmo b'nei bashcha lebara yisul v'hiva. Hula halbe hu mitzah sheinim shomer Torah v'amzein arabim. Shenim tzu sheivu she sidru ha'avaya gormu lavo v'ikur yisul v'hiva. Important halacha for other areas too, like inviting relatives to stay the night, knowing that they will travel home after this later. I'm writing for a simcha on Shabbos for Nufku for Bar Mitzvah, knowing that even though they are Mezidin, right? The Afla Mezidin Ika Isol of Neiva. If they don't come to you, they'll go to the golf course. If they don't come to you, stay the night, they'll travel to a hotel or a restaurant. So my Nafkamina, let me come and have a religious experience. The answer is, that's not your business. You're also of Neiva. The fact is, they're coming to you and not to there. And when coming to you is because of your invitation, your encouragement, and therefore there's an issue with Neiva. The gam who bizoyan ayusa godo lahames. The whole idea of burying him on the second day is what? Is because Kodesh HaMes, and we know that to do Isurim Beheter is a Bezoyin HaMes. That's why they didn't want to be Matil, Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, Amir Al-Akum, because it would be a Bezoyin HaMes, that because of him they were Mekel, and Shabbos and Yom Tiv. Allah has Tamil and Tamil, and because of him they're over and Isurim Shabbos and Yom Tiv. Therefore, Gamu Bezoyin HaYus HaGod HaMes, Shechilu Mamish Yom Tiv Sheni B'Yisur B'Shvilo, Lochei Lefi Ani Yazdaiti Toshu Deboru. And Mr. Shaila was asked by the Adas Yisrael, one of the large burial societies on the east side. Sharholat Adas Yisrael, Odiyah, Shei Mesadrim, Shem Kvur, of Yom Tosheni, Av, Shal Dezeh, Yisholo, Shei Yom, Lepom, Shei Yukul Likro. Even if it be Shabbos, following Yom Tov, because the Iker Bezoyon is not Shaykh. Now that we have artificial refrigeration, there is no danger that the body will putrefy. You put them in a refrigerator. And therefore, the ikatam isn't there. With that ikatam gone, and with the chash, that this will lead to chilul yom tov, which is a second tam from two directions. A tam that is bezoyin hames. And the whole idea was, so it's the antithesis of what Chazal wanted to accomplish. The whole idea was both hames to bury him. And here, the burial turned out to be bezoyin hames. And second, the issue that's being done by the people involved with the evil, leaving the mess out, whoever is arranging the funeral, is over on the evil because he's encouraging the skill yom tov. Therefore, Allah HaMaisa is also to do so. Here you have again, the sugi itself touches upon the impact of society. The whole concept of Bnei Bashka, the whole chilik is whether we are, the way we say the shel or shav. The V says the Abi not B'nai Torah to hold the Takonas Chachamim, right? And Rabbein Tam says, no, you're not enough Tamir Chachamim. You know better than B'nai Bashar and Dev Rashar. They, for them, we didn't allow them to make use of this Kulir Chazal Mishun Kod Adam, but it's the Takonas Chazal, how you conduct yourself, it's the Takonas, and how you're supposed to bury people in the answer, Mishun Kod Shalames. Nevertheless, Rabbein Tam came and asked them, the V disagreed, the way Israel learned only in the Messias. But if the deed were Amaratzin, indeed it would be also for us to do so. So it's Akshay Dori, we now have Tamid HaChachamim, we don't have such a problem, then according to my time it wouldn't apply. According to the Shver, even if we should become Tamid HaChachamim, that's how it would seem. But since the Iker Tam doesn't exist, the Iker Tam was Sirchon, was the Zoyan HaMes. Because of future cash. And since this man is there, there is no such thing. So the halonas hames is done really lechvodo, so that you can have a bigger funeral, so that the sons and brothers can ride with machines to the funeral. Therefore, there seems to be no reason why to be matir to bury on Yom Tov. Okay, it would seem when you put it all together, the ikar, the striving to do the best you can for kvod hames, would be indeed to delay the funeral. No different than you would do if someone dies and children are far away, where fairly all the poskim agree, you're right to wait 2 or even 3 days in order to have the family come, because it's a kavod hames to have the family present during the funeral. And since we're not paying any penalty for it, because there's no shash of sirchon, because we have refrigeration bizman as there, so that seems to be a major, major change in a Nihuk Yisrael that was based upon clear-cut halacha. But since the timeim are yeduim for something, we're not bound by the Tzorach Minyan Achal Atiro requirement as we do for all takaras chamim, bein l'kul bein l'chumah. And the sugya of Kuzbul, you know, now to be matir, something needs a bezin Achal Atiro. But to be machmir likewise. If Hillel Hiskin Puzbu, the Gemara asks whether Ladori talking or not, because if not, if it is only Ladori talking, fine. If not Ladori talking, we have trouble removing a heter of Puzbu from the Shulchan Aruch, because that also is called a stira of the Minyan HaKodem. Do we have time for one more, or what are we doing on? Let's see what else. There's one more point, maybe a small one we can finish. That's the best we can do. Obvious one. Last point we have. we have time to cover the Simin Kuf Samagimu, Binyan Taskoas Azokon the Cholamoy, Isman Azeb and Dino Senior. One of the famous tributes of Israel. The Mimulam Itzvus and those who shave on Cholamoy. I don't know, anyone here that didn't see this tshuva before, I can't imagine anyone who's gone out on dates who hasn't seen this tshuva. The basis is the change in the personal care of people, the idea that people now shave daily, and therefore the concept of nivul has changed with manazeh, and therefore the ikel svara of the takana shelo yichonis lachag kishu menuvo is not shayach, because, and the key chidush here, if you go through the tshuva, is he's medame to mishen lo ever malvush echad ela beged echad, that's mutter for him to wash that beged, because a zuru mochir cholov, because it's obvious to all that he has only one beged, because he goes and washes, he has to put on a nightgown or a bathrobe or ties his undergarment up with a gartel if it's nius, so that it's clear that that's the reason why he's washing, because ein lo ela beged echad, so it's not shayach to him to say that wash your beged before Yom Tov. Well, if you wash it before Yom Tov, I'll still have to wash it on Yom Tov too, on Chol HaMoed also. Therefore, we will make a likewise for shaving. The Israel pioneers is Bizman Hazeh. You shave daily. And it's no different than you shaving on a beged echad, because you've done everything you can do by shaving ahead of Yom Tov. And therefore, on Yom Tov, the fact that you shave is not because you mezalzu the whole Yom Tov by not being the chak shum of nubo, but faker. Even if I did shave, I did everything I could, it's like ainu ela beged echad, you have only one face, and you can't have a spare face you put on that's been shaved already. And then this face grows air all the time. Therefore, because of the changed standard of what's considered to be proper personal hygiene, or proper personal care, and involves also shaving daily for those people who do so, and therefore not to shave faker, that's the nivul. Hence we feel that our theology is rooted to do so. Of course, you have a more cause to go with. You have a shitat yosef to go with. You have Rabbi Natan, who says that if it's bilach koydem amoy, that it's mutolo. But that's not the way that our law is. It's not that way. Sometimes you have a major takana that has been reanalyzed in light of present societal conduct, and as all the trail doesn't say you must shave, which might be a rational extension of this children, that is a theme to the point of Hanukkah that applies not just to the first day of Yom Tov, it applies to all of time, and consequently maybe it's a theme to shave, that far doesn't go. But it does say that those who feel that they want to shave, because to them as a means to do so, they treat this as an improper appearance, because they're involved with other people. Certainly they have a head to shave on someone. Here it's hard to find any other strength to this head of, but the interpretation of the Tom you do of a full son again, as I said, so you're finding the five shoes in the book. And the Mele, even though at that time she wanted the heart to the Nubu, meant trimming the beard, and that you trim your beard out of Yom Tov, it's enough to last you to Yom Tov, and it won't be considered to be a Nubu. You don't trim the beard halfway through Yom Tov. It was possible to therefore to prepare proper for full Yom Tov. Nowadays, those who shave daily, it's impossible to do so. Consequently, they have